Barcelona, capital of Catalonia, cosmopolitan, cultured, and arguably the most economically vibrant city in Spain. And for 4 days every February, this thriving tourist hotspot hosts a tech geek frenzy, the event formerly known as GSM, the Mobile World Congress. Now, the thing you need to know about this event is that it's big. Very big. Over 1,300 companies, from the big fish to the tiniest minnows, are here to showcase their wares, to network, cut deals, and to debate the future of wireless mobile technology. It's etched in the diaries of mobile industry leaders across the world.
It's full on for 4 days, so yeah, it's the most important show of the year by far.
If you think about the way mobile phones have changed, they've gone from bringing just something that you make a phone call to being something that is a general purpose device. You now take pictures with them, you listen to your music on them, you do your email on them, you do text messaging, in addition to doing telephony. So we think of it as a general purpose computing environment, and software and services are going to be key to that.
So you can see the road.
With the battle for supremacy and operating platforms raging, a raft of new wireless technologies emerging, and a decidedly uncertain economic outlook, the big players at least remain remarkably bullish.
Even under the very gloomy economic environment, but mobile industry still, we are performing a lot of innovations is now taking place. So we see strong growth potential this year again. So at least more than 10% of unit growth we expected. On the top of that, average selling price also will be enhanced. So that's good.
But there's one noticeable absentee.
Apple isn't here in Barcelona, but the iPhone is the elephant in the room. Sure, there are new technologies to talk about, but it's the iPhone killers that everyone's here to see, and it's the way that the iPhone has forced a change in the relationship between carriers and manufacturers that everyone wants to talk about. Adrian Finnegan, CNN, at the World Mobile Congress in Barcelona.